But in thinking over these experiments, two psychologists, Beatrice and Robert Gardner at the University of Nevada, realized that the structure inside the mouth of the chimpanzee is not suited for human speech. Human beings exhibit a curious multiple use of the mouth, eating, breathing, and communicating. On the other hand, in insects such as crickets, which call to one another by rubbing their legs, these three functions are performed by completely separate organ systems. The use of organ systems with other functions for communication in humans also points to the comparatively recent evolution of our speaking abilities. It might be, the Gardners reasoned, that chimpanzees have substantial language abilities which could not be verbally expressed because of the limitations of their anatomy. Was there any other form of language, they asked, that could employ the strengths rather than the weaknesses of their anatomy?